music. Evolution just can't explain it.
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the $25 million Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky and near Cincinnati, set to open this spring. Well, Ken, this radio program begins with a pleasant little tune, as people have just heard. Are you telling me that even that bit of music can refute evolution?
Well, that's right. You know, most of us listen to music nearly every day, and we're probably not aware that its complexity is actually an amazing testimony to God's design. Think about it, Mark. Elaborate melodies and harmonies are played on thousands of different kinds of musical instruments. Composers then set these to different rhythms to create music, and we get to enjoy the result. Sometimes the music is beautiful and can make us happy. Other times the music has a calming effect, and it can be very powerful. We may disagree on what types of music are good and which are not, but everyone agrees that music isn't just random noise. If it were, we wouldn't be talking about musical talent or even take our children to music lessons. In the book of Job, God says the stars sang together during the creation. Of course, evolutionists have no explanation for how music and its beautiful melodies ever originated. But the Bible allows us to understand where it came from. It was part of God's design from the beginning.
And God designed something else, our seven-day week. Ken Ham has written on this topic, and his free booklet is available through our website, answersradio.com.